It had been there a long time. The winter winds had freeze-dried the flesh, pulling it tight against the skull and ribs, turning it the color of old leather. The crows had taken the eyes and most of the soft tissue on the face. The iron cage creaked with a high, agonizing screech as the wind spun it slowly on its chain. Nailed to the wooden post supporting the cage was a crude, splintering placard. There were words burned into the wood letters that looked vaguely Latin, but formed no words Kate could read. It was a localized, brutal warning. The penalty for stealing the local lord's wool. The smell of old decay, mixed with the iron tang of the blood drying on her own hand, hit the back of her throat. Kate's knees buckled. The physical reaction was immediate and entirely involuntary. She staggered sideways, bracing both hands against a large, moss-covered boulder. Her stomach violently contracted, folding her in half. She dry-heaved over the stone, coughing and gasping, but there was nothing in her stomach left to throw up except a thin string of bitter, burning acid. She hung there for a long moment, shivering uncontrollably, staring at the acid sizzling faintly on the frost-covered moss. She wiped her mouth with her sleeve, forcing her spine to straighten. She didn't look back up at the spinning iron cage. She aimed for the nearest structure on the periphery, a dilapidated mud hut that looked half abandoned. The exterior daub had crumbled away in large patches, exposing the woven wooden lattice underneath like the ribs of a starved animal. Kate shoved her shoulder against the warped wooden door. It gave way with a harsh scrape against the uneven dirt floor, hanging drunkenly on a single, stiffened leather hinge. She stumbled inside, pushing the door shut behind her to cut off the biting wind. The sudden absence of the gale left a heavy, suffocating stillness. The air inside the windowless space was thick and physical. It immediately assaulted her sinuses with a concentrated, pungent stench. A heavy mixture of damp, raw wool, stale urine, and the undeniable, sharp tang of human excrement. Then she heard the sound. It was a wet, tearing friction, a desperate, mechanical rattling echoing from the far corner of the single room. It was the sound of air being forced through a severely compromised airway. Kate's posture changed instantly. The exhausted, freezing time traveler vanished, entirely overridden by the deeply ingrained muscle memory of an emergency room nurse. She crossed the packed dirt floor in three rapid strides. In the corner, lying on a filthy mound of loose hay and clumps of unspun, greasy wool, was a child. He looked no older than 6 or 7. He was wearing a ragged sack of coarse linen, his small body violently arching off the ground. His spine was locked in a rigid bow, his limbs jerking in rapid, uncontrollable spasms, a febrile seizure. His chest heaved with terrifying speed, each inhalation producing a harsh, bellows-like stridor that sounded like tearing canvas. His lips were drawn back over small, crooked teeth, taking on a dangerous, dusky, purple hue. Kate dropped heavily to her knees directly onto the damp hay. She didn't hesitate. She didn't check for parents. She grabbed the zipper of her shell with her numb, blood-stained fingers and yanked it down.